Blog Talk Radio.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. These are the words of the Apostle Paul from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Paul thought of himself as the specimen sinner, the sample, the poignant example of the grace of God. We define grace as God's undeserved favor. And this was Paul's belief. Grace, katas, a noun of action in the Greek. And so, beginning at verse 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, we have these words from Paul. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before, notice what Paul says as number one, who was before a blasphemer. That is, one who slandered the character of God. The word blaspheme or blasphemer also extends to slandering of persons. In the Old Testament, the word blaspheme means to stand against the life of another, to stand against the life of another is a very serious word. He goes on, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor. The word persecutor means to pursue. Paul even said later that believers would be hunted down, and he counted himself among them, that believers would be hunted down like wild animals. Blasphemer. He was a persecutor. And he writes in the Old King James, injurious. The word here is hubristes, from which we get our English word hubris. Paul said that he was violently arrogant. Violently arrogant. I have read the treatises of radical atheists who were of this category, hubristes, violently arrogant against the person of Christ. But then Paul goes on and says, but I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy, God's mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace, again, the word grace is a noun of action in the Greek, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith, pistis, another noun of action, pistios, in the Greek, the faith and love, agape, a noun of action, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. That verse 15, that Christ Jesus came into the cosmos, to sozo, to save sinners, harmaxolutes. And this is an interesting word because the word is an adjective in the Greek text. It is not a noun, it's an adjective. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then he goes on after the semicolon and says, of whom I am chief, or I am the worst. I am the worst of sinners. This was Paul's explanation of who he was. Why would he confess such horrible characterological truths? What happened to this man that made him unashamed that, to the point where he did not care about what people thought of him and what he knew about his former life? What happened to him that he would not hide the worst of himself, that he would expose the worst of himself? Remember what happened on the road to Damascus. A light brighter than the midday sun overcame him. He was knocked from his horse. And the Bible uses a very interesting picture in the book of Acts, for when Paul stood up, it is the word that is used for resurrection. The old had fallen to the ground, the old life, the old way of being, the old Saul of Tarsus had been overcome by the eternal light, by the the light of the world. Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? This man left the old Saul, the old man of the flesh, the old worn out flesh. That old flesh was left on that road. The man who had knocked off his horse had eyes, but he could not see. The man who stood up on that road had scales over his eyes, and he could see everything. The grace of God, the person of Christ, the wonderful person of Christ, the wonderful love of Christ, had come down upon this very dangerous man who was breathing out, who had breathed out threats against the Church of God, and who had been given letters by the Sanhedrin Council so that he could ruin and havoc Church of God. The love of God met him on that road. This man was lost. His heart was filled with hatred. His heart was seething with rage toward those who had come to know Christ Jesus. God met him on that road. God did something wonderful. He saw the Tarsus, turned him the Apostle Paul. The man, Saul, whom they said Hebrew council had set on a mission to destroy the church, rose up from that road, and he became the sent one of Jesus Christ. This man had become other than what he was. This man wrote, if anyone be in Christ, he is new creation. Old things, the words old, worn out things, are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Or literally, all things have become fresh, ever to remain so. This is the gospel that Paul preached on his three missionary journeys. This is the good news that Paul took into Europe. This is the good news that Paul preached, and that defined his life. Christ Jesus came into the world to rescue sinners, of whom I am the worst. Verse 16, he says, howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me, first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life eternal. Paul said, I am the specimen. I knew what I was, what I did, who I was, the way I talked, the way I walked, the way I looked. I remember the hatred in my bosom. I remember the disgust that I had for beeps. And now I recognize I once was lost, but I am found, was blind. But now I see. Jesus said to the cosmos that they hated him from coming. Paul hated the church. Now, after he had encountered Jesus Christ on that road to Damascus, Paul experienced the love of God, the presence of the Spirit. That darkness that had overshadowed Paul's life was taken away. This man was made new. Paul was no longer a practitioner. Then he no longer practiced sin. He no longer wanted sin in his life. Sin is lack of conformity to the character of God. Whether it be an act, disposition, or state, Paul no longer wanted that separation. He wanted koinonia. He wanted fellowship. His life had been made new. He, Paul's right, lay hold of eternal life. Lay hold of eternal life. Live fully for Jesus. Come to know him. Find your true identity inside Jesus. Keep the gospel. Good evening, my name is Dr. Joseph.